Now time for a locker room chat with Oskaloosa boys head basketball coach Jeremy Rockhold after a couple of games in the past couple of nights. And coach, we will start off with your guys' first game from this past week against Valley Falls. You guys won that one 51-56. And coach, you tell me that you guys defended well and ran the half court offense well, and it was just a total team effort. So just want to get your thoughts on this one.
Yeah, it really was. Guys stepped up, came in, you know, guys off the bench, Ashton Glavin came in, gave us really good minutes, knocked down some big shots. A couple other guys came in and did really well. And, you know, defensively, Gunner and Coy were really, really good. Trent was really good offensively, getting downhill and getting the ball to the rim. So, really total team effort offensively. But our defense was really, really solid.
And then you guys followed that up with a really good offensive effort last night as you win at Pleasant Ridge 62-37 with seven made threes. And, man, that was just quite a shooting effort from you guys last night.
Yeah, actually it was 10 threes. Richie hit four and Trent hit three. And then Miller hit one. And we had one of our guys come in at the end and hit one. But, you know, against the zone, you've got to be able to knock down some shots outside to kind of stretch it out. And I thought we did a pretty good job. And then when they came out, we got to the rim. Defensively, we're doing a really good job right now of communicating, talking on defense. We don't have like a lot of height. So it's easier for us to kind of switch everything right now. And, you know, the guys are doing a good job talking whether to switch or stay, and then they're boxing out, and we're doing a pretty good job on the boards.
So now you guys enter a stretch here, as you call it, an NBA schedule, as you guys play next Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday. And this is going to be a huge stretch for you guys as you guys try to get an improved placement in your sub-state standings and in the league standings as well, and it all starts on Monday at Jackson Heights. So what is this stretch going to be like for you guys?
In other years it would be really hard, but this year, you know, we've got 12 solid varsity players that we can put in, and, you know, it's not a, there's not a hole anywhere. So we're equipped to handle that kind of stretch. Just making sure everybody is locked in on the defensive end, moving the ball offensively. You know, we can keep moving guys in and out to keep everybody fresh. So it's just going to come down to being able to execute.
And, Coach, you told me before this you have a goal in mind for this team. You made it pretty clear to your team.
Yeah. We haven't had a winning season in, I believe it's 18 years. So, you know, our first goal is to get over that hump, and then, you know, we'll just keep on playing as long as we keep winning.
Amazing stuff. And as you guys are having a chance as of right now to possibly get the 2 seed in your sub-state, at what point do you start looking at those standings and trying to, you know, find out what matchup you might possibly have, as most of the teams in your guys' sub-state are in your league?
And, you know, that makes it a little easier because we're familiar. You know, next week we're just going to try to keep our head down and get to work, and then we'll see kind of once the dust settles after the next week. You know, then we got the last 2 weeks, and that'll kind of give you a better idea of what matchups, you know, might be on the horizon, and we'll kind of go from there.
Temperatures are starting to heat up, and so is Oskaloosa boys basketball. Coach, thank you so much for your time today. Appreciate it, and best of luck here this very important week for you guys.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
That was Oskaloosa boys head basketball coach Jeremy Rockhold here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you today by Pia Friend Realty.